Okay, so in the middle of discussing the issue of the ikuv of Heseba on the various mitzvos achil, right? We basically started off this issue by quoting the member of Yeshua ben Levi. We pointed out that it really hinges upon how you understand, right, when the Gemara makes a diuk off the member of Yeshua ben Levi of Mesiv in Lo Mesiv Lo. Right, understanding like the lo yatzah, the question is, what's the lo yatzah referring to? Is it referring to lo yatzah the mitzvah of matzah, which would indicate that Haseba is ma'akiv, the independent mitzvah zachila, or is it referring to stam, the independent mitzvah Haseba? So again, that's where it all stems from the Daf Gemara. Now let's take a look at the various Rishonim and how, you know, what their takes on whether Haseba is going to be ma'akiv the various mitzvahs. So let's start off again. We saw some of these Rishonim. Now we're going to take another look at them and, you know, bring out some other nukudos. So everyone can turn to the Rush, very, very important Rush, which we've read before, but I'd like to now discuss an aspect which we haven't discussed, you know, previously. So again, this is the Rush in Simen Chaf. Right, this is where the Rush takes the approach. Again, first we're going to deal with the Mefarshim. Right, the first approach, the first, you know, group of Mefarshim who think that Haseba is ma'akev, the individual mitzvos. So the first Rishon who says this, right, explicitly is the Rush. Right, the Rush is going to say that Haseba is ma'akev the mitzvah of matzah and the mitzvah of dalat kosis. And generally, it requires a person to repeat it. And we're going to see a very important two deos about whether you should repeat the kosis number 3 and 4. We're going to analyze that right now. So if we can take a look again in Simen Chaf. You know, after he, you know, just quotes the Gemara, it says, Umatza by Haseba. Do you have it, Yoshua? Like, probably the first words in the line is, Bo Haseba. It says, Umatza by Haseba.
Umatza by Haseba, because that is, Yushan, because that is Shafikoim. Baby Mocha by Haseba, lo Yotso. The Omar, Yoshua ben Levi. Hashem Shachal, because that is Matza, Shu Meisev Yotso.
So what's right? What's his understanding of Yeshua ben Levi?
The lo yotze, only if the yotze that if his meisev is yotze,
yotze what?
Yotze dalat kosis and matzah.
Exactly.
And if it's not meisev, it's not yotze.
Exactly.
Oh, right, so he says, yeah,
it's clear that by the mitzvah of matzah and the first and two kosos. So that you're sorry, it's totally ma'akev, and therefore you have to be chozer.
And therefore you shouldn't drink.
So the first day,
that when it comes to k'moisiv al kosis,
right? Sounds like in Hanami it was ma'akev,
because it's not in the suda k'moisiv al kosis, so you shouldn't drink more.
Exactly, that's the first
day. So, there's the Rush that maybe you could say that because he didn't drink the third kos in Haseba, so his mevayer is not part of the four kosos, and it's not a kos of chayva, and now he's drinking the kos of chayva, so then it's not near a kos of kosos.
Right. So again, the biggest point coming out of the Rush is that the Rush clearly, you know, thinks that, you know, fundamentally Haseba is ma'akiv the individual mitzvos of matzah and dalat kosos. But now, I'd like to discuss these two deos, right? These two deos about whether because Haseba is ma'akev all the kosos, the question is it worth repeating kosos 3 and 4? And he has two deos here. I'm going to have to be masber. What exactly is the nekudas ha-machlokas between these two deos, right? First deos says, don't repeat because it's nearer kemosiv al kosos. Second deos says, no, you can repeat because don't worry about the factor of nearer kemosiv al kosos, because once Haseba was ma'akev, so then, l'mafreya, it's huvrar hadavar, right? L'mafreya, it becomes clear the kosos that you drink weren't part of the chova. So the question is, doesn't the first day agree to that? Everyone agrees that, you know, Haseba is ma'akev. So what exactly is the nekudas ha-machlokas between these two different days? So I'd like to suggest two different, you know, explanations about what exactly is the nekudas ha-machlokas between these two different days. The first explanation is that the machlokas hinges upon, right, relates to the extent of Haseba's ikuv of the particular mitzvah. Meaning, is Haseba completely mafgia the kiyum, to say that it's as if you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all? Or does it say that you weren't mekayim the mitzvah bishleimusa? And perhaps that's what the machlokes is, and we'll spell it out right now. The second daya, which says there's no problem, because lemafreya, once you didn't do haseba, it's as if it's not part of the kosa shalchova at all. So that daya says that haseba is completely mafkia any kiyam whatsoever. So since there's no kiyam whatsoever, so if there's no problem of mosiv ala kosovs, because lemafreya, you didn't do anything. And therefore, that which you're repeating right now is fully the kol shalchova, and that which you did earlier had no kiyam whatsoever. But perhaps, according to this first explanation, the first daya argues is that the reason why there's a problem of nira kemosiv ala kosos is because there is a partial kiyam. That although haseba is ma'akev, a full kiyam, or a kiyam bishle musa, but there still is a partial kiyam even without the haseba. And because of that partial kiyam, so now you end up having an issue of nira kemosiv ala kosos because you still had a partial kiyam with the original kosos that you drink. Yeah.
What is it really, nira? Because
okay. So that's going to get to the second mahalach, right? The second mahalach is going to focus more on the word nira, right? And we'll say it right now, and then we'll take any questions. The second mahalach is saying, no. Everyone agrees about the extent of Haseba's ikuv in the mitzvah. Everyone agrees that Haseba is completely ma'akev the mitzvah at hand. The machlokes relates to what is the koveya of Mosif Alakosos. Right? Second day says that since objectively Haseba was completely ma'akev the mitzvah, so therefore there's no problem of Mosif Alakosos because that first kos didn't register at all. It was completely ma'akev. Once there was no Haseba, it's as if nothing happened. So therefore now when you drink it again, you're drinking it seem as if it's for the first time. But the first day says, although you're right objectively that Haseba is completely ma'akev the mitzvah, but still there's a perception of nirek kemosif alakosos. And therefore, according to the second explanation, both deos agree that objectively Haseba is completely ma'akev the mitzvah. The difference is, what is the koveya of kemosif alakosos? The first deya says it's nirek kemosif alakosos, it's all perception driven. And therefore, even though objectively you did nothing because Haseba is completely ma'akev, but since there's a perception to an outsider that they saw you drinking, so it seems as if you're mosiv alkosos, and that's the problem. Well, the second day says, no. The only problem of mosiv alkosos is if you're actually mosiv alkosos, and therefore in Bechia Gavna, where the lack of a sebo is completely ma'akiv, the original kiyam, therefore there's no problem of being mosiv alkosos. That's what you were favoring? Yeah. So again, that's the two explanations. Yeah.
How does the Lashon of Huber have that around? Why do you need a Huber? Is that something to do with the fact that I did something later, which is the fact that why I do now?
Well, I guess you could ask that really within both approaches, but because both approaches are the same when it comes to the second coast. Sorry, so the second day. Right, both approaches are saying the basis of the second day is that there's a complete ikuv, and once the complete ikuv, there's no problem with most of the coasts because it's not perception oriented. You're simply asking, why is it a Huvra Hadab, huh? Yeah, again, he doesn't say it's Huvra Hadab after you drink. It says, Miu ikala meimer kevan sheshasa shelo kitikuno. Right? He's just saying, once you drink with inappropriately, without a seba, so then it comes out, shalom minyan kosas haya. He doesn't say, you know, the question would be stronger if he said, oh, once you drink again, so then Huvra Hadab. He doesn't really say that. He's just saying, once you drink without Hasebo, so then, you know, Huvra Hadavar, that, you know, Nimsa, it's more like a Nimsa, that that you didn't do anything. Yeah.
Did you say that you have a real chia of legamity and you're still saying not to because of your Nerek Mosef? I think the chash of Nerek Mosef is so far, huh?
For the second explanation.
Yeah. Yeah, you're saying like the counter pressure. I mean, you're asking why is nira kemosiv such a big deal?
Yeah,
you have to look into that issue. But yeah, that seems to be clear.
Baltosif.
What?
Baltosif.
I don't know if it's baltosif. You think it's a Baltosif issue?
Yerushalmi says it's because of...
Oh, yeah?
Because of Meshtake, but I think that's what that is. Baltosif, why isn't it?
Could be.
The question is there are bonus?
What? It seems hard for me to understand that as... I'm not sure. I'll leave it aside. Interesting. Yeah. So when Ephraim's answers, everyone turn back to Kuf Ches. We'll look at Tosos Gulu after, yeah.
You weren't you to say anything if it was only Pesaros Suffix. If you at least Suffix Yotze, no?
Oh, where's the Suffix?
In the Kosex, because...
If you did link for the first two. No, but you know, Hash Itmarhi Vitmarhi, Idu Idi Bava Psa.
Now it's Koveata.
Yeah, that's the Takana.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That seems to be clear. Okay, right, so the first Shita within the approach which says that a Seba is Ma'akev, the mitzvah at hand, is the Rush, who says it, you know, Bitaras Vandai, with, you know, it doesn't equivocate, right? No suffix about it. His only suffix was about, you know, the repetition of Kosos 3 and 4, and we just are trying to be Masbir, what exactly the two Deos are arguing about. Oh. But now moving on to Tosos Kulunami, and we're going to see that Tosos brings up the Tzad that that a Seba is going to be Ma'akev. But we're going to point out, pay careful attention to where he brings up the possibility of Haseba being Ma'akev and where he doesn't. Aryeh, would you mind? Tosos Kulunami?
Kulunami to Haseba.
So what's the context of the Gemara? What is
Gemara said that all the Lagosos need
Haseba. Exactly. Right, we're talking about Dalikosos here. Tosos comments?
Chol Lagosos drink Haseba, but Shas Shdiya. They all need it in the time of drinking.
Just by the way, you don't appreciate it. Until you see the Meiri, right, you're probably wondering, like, what is he? It's Lafuke, right? You don't need to do it during the Amira. So just again, that's when Tosas goes out of his way to say it's Bishas Shtia, you might ask, like, when else? Of course, I mean, Dalakosas, you drink them, right? So he presumably is coming to Lafuke, right, the Shita of the Meiri, who says not only Bishas Shtia, but also Bishas Amira, right, during the Haggadah, the Kiddush, Bichas HaMazon, and the Halal. So the Tosas argues and says, no, it's Dafka during the Shas Shtia. Fine. Okay, moving on.
So if you forgot and didn't do a Seba, you have to go back and drink again.
Right. So again, Tosas here is two deos, right? It's a suffix, two deos about whether you require whether Haseba was going to be Ma'akev the mitzvah. But it's important to note that he only mentions this tzad of ikuv within the Dalet Kosos. He never mentions it within what? What would be the other possibility?
Matzah.
Within matzah. Right, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. Why is it, right, if this diak is correct, that this tzad is davka within Dalet Kosos, why is it that Tosas only has a tzad of ikuv within Dalet Kosos and not within matzah? And just then he has a following issue.
So even if you would be able to go back.
Exactly, right. Alat tzad, that there was an ikuv, unclear if you would be if you would chozer v'yishteh by kosh lishi, why?
Really not supposed to drink.
Exactly. It's the same like Nira Kamosafal, you know, you're in the same type of issue. So again, you know, it also says even Al Atzad, right, that Haseba is Ma'akev and therefore you should generally repeat the drinking. Unclear, he says, by the third coast. Again, he doesn't have it by the fourth coast. We're not gonna get into that right now. But all. So again, so in addition to the Rosh, who says it's B'Toras Vandai, so you have Tosos, at least has a tzad, has a dea, which says that Haseba is going to be Ma'akev, the mitzvah, but Idafka says this within the Dalet Kosos, and not within Matzah. And the question is going to be, why? Does anybody have any suggestions in terms of why you would Idafka say by Dalet Kosos and not Matzah?
Nobody says.
What?
You said it.
No, he doesn't.
We said.
We said?
Sure.
Oh, I think he said. Yeah, okay, one possibility. Yeah.
You said that place that you see from Tosis through Mashmamai that by Matzah is Ikusuda. So it's not a Suda. So therefore, it's a Dua, the Bishkab, I want to be.
Okay, all right. So one way to understand it, again, there's an assumption here, but one way to understand why he doesn't mention it by matzah is to understand it in light of the first day in the Tosas above. Right, the first day in the Tosas above, right, said that the nature of a seba is different for Dalet Kosos and for matzah. Right, now, according to the first day, the haseba for Dalet Kosos is a chilek in the mitzvah, and therefore would be ma'aki of Dalet, or at least it would be a tzad, it would be ma'aki of the Dalet Kosos. Because it's a chilek in the mitzvah. But when it comes to the Haseba of matzah, that's a din not in the not a chelik in the mitzvah, but rather a din in the seudah. Right there, haseba would be a mitzvah b'fnei atzma, which is specifically associated with the ikur seudah of matzah. Right, and that would be one way to explain this. Tosos is that he doesn't have a tzad to to say that haseba will be ma'akev matzah, because for haseba of matzah is just a mitzvah b'fnei atzma. The only issue with that explanation is that you're assuming that this tosos is going within that first day. Okay, excellent. So the other explanation, exactly, Yoni, would be to say that perhaps Tosfos only has a tzad for a mitzvah derabanan of Eseba to be ma'akev another mitzvah derabanan of Dalet Kosos. But for a mitzvah d'oraisa such as matzah, that would not be subject to the ikuv of Eseba. Right? Which again, now, once you think of it like that, now the question is going to flip to the Rush, we'll get back to later. It's like, what is that notion, according to the Rush? How could a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Haseba be ma'akev a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, according to the Rush, who says that? But again, we'll get back to that hopefully at the end of this year. But again, so again, two explanations of Tosos. Either Tosos doesn't apply to matzah because the Haseba of matzah is not a chelik in the mitzvah, or he doesn't apply it to matzah because matzah is a mitzvah d'oraisa, and Tosos does not feel comfortable saying that a mitzvah d'rabbanan of Haseba, chid d'rabbanan of Haseba, is going to ma'akev a mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah. Fine. Ephraim, was that a hand? Okay. So far we've had, again, in terms of the first, you know, approach, that Haseba is ma'akev the mitzvahs. So we have the Rush, who says it's b'toras v'adai, within both matzah and dalet kosos. And then you have a Deya in Tosos, who says it's davka within dalet kosos. So now moving on to the, in the realm of psak, so you have the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch in Tuf, Ayin Beis Sif Zayin. So the Shulchan Aruch, anyone have a Shulchan Aruch here? Shulchan Aruch says, Kol mi shetzarech haseva, any person who is mechuyev in haseva, im achol o shasa below haseva, lo yatza. If you eat or drink without haseva, you're not yotze. So if you stop there, you might say, it's not clear, what is lo yatza referring to? Maybe lo yatza, just like we had a debate within the member of Rabbi Shua Belevi, whether lo yatza is referring to the mitzvah of matzah at hand or the independent mitzvah of haseba. So you might say, stop here, you don't know what the Shulchan Aruch holds, but he makes it clear, because then he adds, v'tzarech lachzor le'echol v'lishtos b'haseba. Shulchan Aruch says, lo yatza, presumably the mitzvah at hand of matzah or dalet kosos, as seen from the fact that you then, he paskins, that you therefore have to repeat matzah, eating, you have to eat the matzah again, beheseba, or you have to drink the dalet kosos again, beheseba. So that indicates that the lo yatza at the beginning was referring to the mitzvah of matzah or the mitzvah of dalet kosos. So the Shulchan Aruch, again, seems to paskin very clearly, like the Rush, that heseba is ma'akev, the mitzvahs of dalet kosos and matzah. Again, he doesn't differentiate between matzah and dalet kosos. Point number one, in line with the Rush. And also important, he seems to paskin that there's no problem of near kemosif alakosos, right? The Shulchan Aruch, just the fact that he's so sane, seems to say you repeat everything, all four kosos, and it does not, and paskin is like the second day in the Rush, that there's no problem of near kemosif alakosos, which we explained based on our analysis, was the fact that, again, he holds that Haseba is a complete ikuv, and assuming that the fact of near that kemosif alakosos is Koveya is nikfa al yidei, like an objective reality, and therefore if objectively Haseba was completely ma'akiv the original mitzvah, so therefore there's no problem of doing it again. Yeah, Brian?
Can you touch back to this for a second?
Yeah.
I don't have a story for this, but couldn't it be that he's not just because he thinks that's first week tomorrow then it's a ma'akiv for matzah?
I'm saying, why would that be the case?
I mean, from his human life, the matzah.
Oh. First of all, it's earlier in the Shach V'Tarya.
So,
I hear, but unlikely. Number one, it's earlier in the Shach V'Tarya, so it's like he would see, and also you'd have to reference that. I think it's, again, you're saying anachronistic to say the lo yatza could be, meaning yes, the, you know, Brisker Rav brings up the fact that lo yatza could be referring to the mitzvah of matzah, so maybe it's anachronistic to say, oh, maybe Tosfos had that in mind. But at the end of the day, some Rishonim, you know, don't learn like that, so it's obviously not muchrach. I know Palitosos are generally before the Rambam also, but I'm uncomfortable saying that. I still think that Tosos would quote that. I mean, Tosos all the time is saying if something's like halacha, which he's just quoting, he doesn't like not say something just because, like, you know, more foolish. But I hear the possibility, I just think unlikely. Yeah. Fine? Okay, good. So then again, so in line with this first approach, right, we have the Rush, Tosfos, and Shulchan Aruch, you have the Ramah, right? The Ramah himself, right, he quotes a Yeshomrim, then he says, V'nir Ali. In the Nir Ali, the Ramah himself, Paskins, very important halakha l'maisot, that Haseba is ma'akif, right? We'll just read this inside. The Ramah, again, on the spot there, says, V'nir Ali, and we'll get back to the Yeshomrim in just a moment, the Im Lo Shasa Kol Shlishi or Vi Be'Haseba, In Lachsor V'Lishtos Be'Haseba, Z'yishbo Chashash, Shinira Kimos V'Lakosa. So again, what the Ramah changes is that he Paskins, like, the first day in the Rush, which says there is an issue of Nirik Mosav Lakosas. So again, you wouldn't repeat for Kosas 3 and 4. But Aval, Bishnei Kosas Rishonos, Yachsur V'yishte Belo Bracha. But for the first two Kosas, you would be Choser, V'chein Bachilas Matzah. Again, so obviously the Ramah holds that Haseba is Ma'akev, is really Ma'akev the Mitzvos. It's just, he passes like the first day up, that when it comes to the latter two Kosas, Kosas number 3 and 4, that He holds it's the counter pressure of Nira Kemosev is going to prevent you from repeating. But at the end of the day, you weren't Yotzeh Mitzvah. It's just you're stuck because you can't repeat. Yeah.
Does everything that the low bracha aspect is just because of the Raviyah, or is it because you're not sure?
Is it because what?
The Raviyah?
No, I thought it was just because Pashas is because of lack of Hazak Hadas. I mean, Pashas is because the way the Rishonim.
You're talking about the bracha with most of the matzah, or Achil?
No, first of all, below bracha is talking about Bor Peregafa. So presumably it's because you made an achilas matzah. Meaning, I'm assuming it's referring to the what? What did I say? One second. First of the meaning by Bor Pereg, meaning by the Kosos, he's referring to the Bor Peregafa. Right, so that seems to be referring to the. And that's a lack of Hesach Hadas. Again, it comes clear the Rush at the end only brings up the Hesach Hadas by the fourth. Because, like, since at that point you're done drinking, therefore you'd have to repeat Al Atzad, that you repeat the fourth. So you're saying V'chein, one second. V'chein Achilas Matz. Well, he doesn't say anything about Bracha. You're saying just V'chein presumably is going on the below Bracha? I'm just looking over here. I guess the Mishnah Berurah on the spot says below bracha. You're asking, Bishlam lebirchas hananin. As long as you have Hesach Hadas, you're fine. You're saying the fact that you don't require. Oh, presume. Okay. By matzah, it's easy. Because you're Yotzei Midaraisa, presumably. So that's interesting. The question is, why wouldn't you require a separate bracha to be Yotzei Midrabanan? So again, that's the Tosos in Sukkah. Again, that's a Chiddush. Most people would not assume that. So, but at the end of the day, but generally, you're raising a good point, but generally we do make brachos on Durabans. Right? That's the famous Gemara in Shabbos, Chaf Gimel, that you say, even though Asher Kedishan of Mitzvah Sovet Zivano, that's Shayach, that's a Lo Sasa or whatever, that is Shayach to Mitzvah Durabanan. So you're saying, if you really weren't. So I guess.
It's not quite a Mitzvah
Durabanan. What?
It's not quite a
Well, if the Rabbanan said that you weren't Yotze, we'll get to this in a second, but it could be that the Rabbanan are saying, I mean, the Rabbanan, you're not Yotze, you're Mitzvah Matzah.
Yes, you're sort of like it's an E, it's not like they're Mitzvah to eat Matzah, and if you don't eat Matzah, you're supposed to eat Matzah with your eyes with the Seba. You messed up, so they said, just you do it again with the Rabbanan.
So what's the status of that second eating the Seba?
It could be like a comment for the first one, not like a new Mitzvah.
But you don't think that's the key in the Rabbanan? I don't know. It's a good question. It's interesting. If you say it is a Kiyam Drabbanan, and yet there's no bracha, then you were suggesting maybe it's only B'Torah Safik, Torah Chumra.
You say that.
Well, you could say that, but.
If you don't, you would have to say, well, they were Mistafik about what they were doing.
And therefore they said, oh, they say, do it again, Misafik.
I would be Mistafik about that.
I'm saying Tosas is Misafik.
Yeah, but that's the Misa, but if it's true that they were Mistafik,
no, I'm saying maybe they, maybe the Chachamim. No, maybe the Ramah is paskening. Oh, I was going to say maybe the Ramah is paskening. L'chumra.
Oh,
to repeat. I thought that's what you were saying originally.
No, the fact.
So one way to explain the lack of bracha would say, oh, it's just a chumrah. That's one way to say it. Interesting. I didn't think of that.
But he's just saying like the
Rav Yo. Oh, he's saying or it's not like the Rav Yo. Could be. Unclear. But I mean, Benir Ali sounds like he's rejecting the Rav Yo. In the Nir Ali.
I thought you were saying that.
Or you're saying that he's doing it just
to
Torah's Chum.
I thought that he quoted the Rav Yo, so you should just reach on him. He's saying, like, Maisa, you should do like this. So that's how I learned
Marshall. Meaning the Torah's Chum.
Well, I don't know. I mean, is there a Sufik maybe?
Torah's Chum is him, he's
a
Sufik. But yeah.
He's not disagreeing with that, he's just saying.
Okay.
Maisa, won't you
could be. Could be. Could be. Could be. Yeah.
How do you know that the reason why you have to go back is Mitam, the Chuvim, maybe it's Mitam, you have to do another Maisa Achiyos, so you can do that Seva.
Oh. Yeah, so the Brisker Rav, you know, negates that possibility, right? The Brisker Rav basically points out there's no value in repeating. What are you repeating the mitzvah of matzah for? If you're completely yotze the mitzvah of matzah, so what do you gain by eating another kazayas of matzah? Why is that any different than just eating the rest of your seuda, be'aseva? That's what the Brisker Rav spells out. The Brisker Rav spells out the analysis. He says, if you're yachser v'yochel, yachser v'yishte, akarchav, there was an ikuv in that original kiyum mitzvah. Because he points out, what value is there repeating? If you're yotze your mitzvah already, bishle musa, and just a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, so then just say to do, then it's
that's
the
same. That's what you're given.
What?
You're given us to do it.
But again, only because it was associated with the kiyum, because of the chashivas of the kiyum mitzvah, presumably.
But now that that's the shiur, that's how you have to do it.
But what? I'm saying, but once the time is gone, if the whole association with the mitzvah is because that was machshav v'achila, because it was b'toras chiyuv, so then once you're yotze the chiyuv, there's no value in doing with the matzah. You're yotze your mitzvah already. So that's the Brisker's analysis, and I think that analysis holds true. Okay, right. So Adkan, we discussed the first approach of Mefarshim, who say that Taseba is going to Ma'akev. We had the Rush, Tosos, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. So now to quickly go through the Mefarshim who say it's not Makiv. So go back to Tosos, right? The other Deya in Tosos, right, holds that's not Makiv. So again, on the list of Rishonim who hold that Heseba is not Makiv the mitzvah, you have that Deya in Tosos. The Deya in Tosos, which says that you don't repeat because it's not going to be Makiv, and we'll get back to analyzing that a little bit later. So that's Tosos. And Lemaisa, the Ramah and the Yeshomrim, right? The Ramah and the Yeshomrim, who says Haseba is not Ma'akev, but it's important to note that what's the reasoning of the Ramah? It's not that, oh, the nature of Haseba, it's not a chilek in the mitzvah. What's the reasoning of the Ramah and the Yeshomrim why you don't repeat? Exactly. And what's the Shita of the Rav Yo?
There's no Haseba.
Nowadays, exactly. So it's just very important to know that although the Ramah belongs on this list of Mefarshim who hold that Heseba is not Ma'akev, it's not because of our discussion about the nature of Heseba, whether it's a chilek in the mitzvah or it's a separate din of mitzvah b'tnei atzmo. It sounds like the Ramah would say, even if fundamentally Heseba is a chilek in the mitzvah, nowadays it's not going to be Ma'akev because nowadays we're going to rely b'di'eved on the Rav Yah who holds that Heseba is just not Shayach, right? Because the Rav Yah is of the opinion that Hesebo is only Shayach in the time of the Gemara when Bnei Chorin would be Mesiv. But nowadays, Bnei Chorin aren't Mesiv, right? Only, bummy high school kids, right? So now that Bnei Chorin aren't Mesiv, so therefore there's no value at all. So the Ramah is just saying, oh, therefore, B'dyev, we're going to rely on that Rav Yah. So again, you have the Deya in Tosos, sounds to be fundamental, and then the Deya, the Yeshomrim in the Ramah, which seems to be coming off the Rav Yah, but not anything really fundamental about the nature of Heseba. Fine. So now we're going to get to the Rambam, right? And the Rambam belongs in his own category. We'll put in the category of unclear. We're going to see that the Lashon of the Rambam is a little problematic. So if everyone, whoever has the Rambam, you can open it up. Rambam in Perek Zayin, Halacha Ches. And it's surprising because given like the Briscoe's analysis, the Rambam should be clear, right? And if you go in, before looking at the Lashon carefully, according to the Brisker Rav's analysis, that the Rambam accepts Heseba being a mitzvah of the atzma, for sure it shouldn't be Ma'akev the mitzvah. But when you look at the Rambam itself, it's not clear at all. So you see again the Rambam Perek Zayin Halacha Ches. You see the Emesai Tzrichin Heseba. Anyone have it? Yoni? Last year?
Yeah, sure.
You go out with a bang, right?
What?
Gotta go out with a bang.
Right.
See the Amosai Tzrichin Haseba? Yeah, it was Tzrichin
Haseba.
Right, so stop there. So what does he mean? So when do you need, very important, when is it a chiyuv?
The time where you eat it, because the
exact
and you drink arba kosos.
Oh, now is the key line.
Okay. And for your other achilas and shiyos, if you do have a seba, arba shabbat, but if not, you know, it's not necessary.
Okay, good. Okay, so I think... Okay, so I'm trying to be medayek in your translation. The key line here is v'im lav eino tzarech. Right? And the question is, what is that referring to? And what does eino tzarech mean? Let's go through the options. So what's clear in the Rambam, right, is that heseba for the shar se'uda is only an inyan l'chatchila. Right? That's clear. Right? He says... And if you stop there, you'd already know that it's an inyan lechatchila, and if you don't do it, it's not going to be ma'akiv, if you could be ma'akiv, achila su'udah, which you can't anyways. But either way, it's very clear that when it comes to shar su'udah, heseba is only an inyan lechatchila. But the big question is, what is Shitas HaRambam about in regards to the issue about whether heseba is ma'akiv, the achilas matzah, and shtiyas, arba kosos. And it all comes back to what do those four words in lav, eino tzarech, what are they referring to and what do they mean? And we'll go through the different options. So the first possibility is that what those four words are telling you by implication is that heseba is ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah, and the shtiyas arba kosos. What's the read? The read is, as the Rav reads it, is that in the context of Shar Su'uda, he's saying, Imhesiv Harizem Meshubach, if you lean, great. The Imlav, and here by Shar Su'uda, if you don't lean, Eino Tzarech, which the Rav understands, is Eino Tzarech Lachzor. But what's the implication? If the Rambam specifically in the context of Shar Su'uda says, oh, Imlav, Eino Tzarech Lachzor, the implication is that what? By matzah and dal kosos, what would you have to do?
Lachzor.
Maybe lachzor. So again, according to the Rav, a very important, you know, dia coming out. According to the Rav, the Rambam says that heseba is ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah and the shtiyas dal kosos. The question we have to get back to for the Rav is, wait a second, isn't the Rambam of the opinion? We had many diukim which proved the Rambam doesn't think that heseba is a chilek of the mitzvah of matzah and dalakosos. The Rambam clearly established that heseba is a mitzvah bifnei atzma. So the question, if heseba is a mitzvah bifnei atzma, how in the world is that mitzvah bifnei atzma be ma'akev, the individual mitzvahs of matzah and dalakosos, according to the Rav's read? We'll get back to that. So again, so the first interpretation of the Rambam is that by v'imlav einot tzarech, he's saying that by the heseba of Shar Su'udah is Nam Akev, and therefore Eino Tzarech Lachzor. Implication is that by Dal Kosos and Matzah, you would have to be Yachzor. Yeah.
How can you have a word that's like doubly implied? Does that make sense? That it's first, he doesn't say Lachzor, and he didn't say Lachzor before. I mean,
yeah, you're saying the implied word Lachzor is Ikr Chazer?
It's not, if it was in either place, then I don't understand. But it's not in either place. How could you have that? How could that be an implication?
Yeah, but the problem with this Rambam is that there's no basis of contrast. Right? He never says tzarech.
No, tzarech nasev.
So you're saying eino tzarech just means
that you don't need, like, you need in the first one. That is, there's no.
Okay.
There's no
good, okay. Good. Good. That's. I'm going to prefer that. Okay, we'll get to that. Yeah, I agree with you. But right, never says lachzor, and therefore eino tzarech can just mean like it wasn't necessary. Is that what you're saying? It wasn't necessary as a chiyav gamur, just like the original.
My goal is not to. Yeah, no, yeah.
Your goal is not to what?
Present another read. My problem is how can you read that in?
Yeah. Well, in essence, you just present another read. But
my goal is.
Yeah, I understand. I hear. Yeah, I hear. Ha'ara taken. But the Rav's interpretation assumes that Eino Tzarech means Eino Tzarech Lachzor, and therefore, once he assumes that, then his read is, you know, the fact that the line of Imlav Eino Tzarech is going on Shar Suda, that is misnomer, because we're going to see an alternative right now, which seems to be pretty dahuk. But yeah.
I thought that the Rav was coming to talk about the Imlav, because what do you mean Imlav what? I mean, you're supposed to do a Seva by the Shar Suda, the Imlav, if you don't do a Seva by the Shar Suda, Eino Tzarech, what does that mean, Eino Tzarech? Eino Tzarech, do a Seva, that's the Imlav.
Yeah. So yeah, the problem with the alternative. Yeah, we'll get back to that. The problems with each. The problem that seems a little redundant. You're saying.
Well, no, it yeah. doesn't make sense. Because in life, if you didn't do a seva, you know something. By the other things, you have to do a seva, and the market, assume. By other things, but by shor suda, it's meshubach to do a seva. In life, if you didn't do a seva, you know tzarech. What? If I'm saying you know tzarech to do a seva, it wouldn't make any sense. It's a seva, so last.
Okay. So. Either way, it's going to be difficult, honestly. Basically, what we're pointing out, the difficulty of the Rav's read is that the term Lachzor is missing. Again, you can say it's implicit, but it's, as Ephraim's saying, it's not really coming off. He never said Yachzor earlier to say, to make it, you know, clear by implication. And again, there'll be problems with the other approaches as well. We'll go one at a time. So again, so far, the first approach in the Rambam is that the Rambam is saying that a Seba is Ma'akev, the Dalet Kosos, and matzah. Once you understand, like the Rav, the Vimlav Eino Tzarech is saying that Eino Tzarech Lachzor by Shar Seuda, but by implication, Eino Tzarech Lachzor by matzah and delicosis. The second understanding of the Rambam is that the Rambam, and this is what the Griz holds, the Rambam holds that Haseba is not ma'akiv, matzah and delicosis, right? And the Griz assumes this as a Dabar Pashat in his piece. When the Griz develops that for the Rambam, that a Seba is a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, he says, oh, once it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, therefore, for sure, it's not ma'akev, the independent mitzvahs of matzah and dalet kosos. He doesn't deal with the lashon of the Rambam, the Griz just takes as the Rapasha that is the shita of the Rambam. But if that's the shita of the Rambam, now we have to understand, so how is the Griz going to understand? And again, even in Misvara, it makes sense, right? The Griz is, meaning we pointed out that the Griz had diukim and there were additional diukim, which said that the Rambam formulated Haseba as a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, the Griz's svara seems correct. That if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, why in the world would it be ma'akev, the independent mitzvos of matzah and talakosos? So the Griz seems correct. So now the question, okay, so you can have all the svaras in the world, but how are you going to read the Rambam? Right? How are you going to read the Rambam according to this second approach, which says that Haseba is not ma'akev, the mitzvah of matzah and talakosos? How do you deal with that last line of Vimlav Eino Tzarech? So we're going to see two different explanations of just how to read the Rambam. So the Griz's son, Rav David Soloveitchik, which is actually quoted by the Hari Kedem, is trying to be Miyashev, his father's piece, right? Nice, loyal son. But a little bit in a dachuk way. And you remember what he says? Vimlav Eino Tzarech, what is that referring to according to Rav David? The beginning. So he says that the way to read the Rambam is that the emosite shrichan haseba, all right, b'shasa chilek azayis matzah shtiyas arba kosas ha'ilu, that's when you need it. Now a side point, oh, shar chilasa shtiyaso im hesiv harizim mishubach, but by the shar suda, it's just lichat chila, but v'im lav, now going back to the haseba of matzah and dalakosos, if you didn't do the haseba by matzah and dalakosos, then eino tzarech, then Eino Tzarech Lachzor, then you don't need to repeat, because again, you know, within the Griz is Mahalach, because Haseba is an independent mitzvah. Again, the difficulty of that pshat, again, number one, is that he also assumes that Eino Tzarech is Eino Tzarech Lachzor, number one, he agrees to that part. And number two, he's assuming that it's going back on the earlier line, which is always a little more difficult because, you know, it's just a little choppy. If the Rambam really meant v'imlav Eino Tzarech, the going back on matzah and dalakosos, why not say it right after he mentioned matzah and dalakosos?
To be fair, like, you'd say that.
It's going on everything?
You would have to say v'imlav Eino Tzarech by Erez B'Shabach, and that's obvious. It's just Erez B'Shabach, of course, not lacking.
Okay, fine. But at the end of the day,
it should be there.
Yeah, meaning you're just preempting the next explanation. Meaning, it doesn't resolve the difficulty of him loving Otzarach, if it's really going on the earlier part, it should have been earlier.
Yeah.
And the Rambam still should have read Rabbi Shas Achilas Kazayas Matzo Shtias Arbakosas Eilu Vimlav Eino Tzarech. Now Shar Achilas Shtias or Meisav Arizim Meshubach. That's really whether. But again, yeah. Okay.
The Rambam really felt that like you had to go back. Where you were straight up
cut. The Rambam felt that you had to.
Yeah.
Oh, you're asking the Ravs.
Yeah.
But again, well, he did say it was a chiyuv. I mean, according to the Rav, the way Rav's reading as follows. Where's the chiyuv haseba by matz and dalikosos? Right? Oh, by shar suda, that's an only an inyan lechatchila, and there it's not ma'akev. So, that's...
He's writing like kalachim.
You're saying it is pretty, you know, it would be a pretty implicit that, you know, if you're focusing on the shar suda, you know, not being ma'akev, because harizim mishubak, the strong implication would be that, oh, the chiyuv, when he meant chiyuv gamor, he meant, therefore, it's a chiyuv gamor, which is ma'akev. Again, the Rebbe would say it's like sort of like implicit in the chiyuv gamor. Once it's a chiyuv gamor, so then, you know, it should be ma'akev, and then the contrast to vimlavi no tzarach just like hammers home the point. You guys are all right. You know, none of these reads are like super, super glot. I'll just present the last one, and then we'll get to you. The other way to defend the grizz is understanding how you can understand that the haseba is not ma'akev the mitzvah of matzah and dalikosos, but yet understand this last line of imlavi no tzarech is, you know, similar to what Ephraim suggested earlier, is that perhaps it's referring, like the Rav, it's going on that which was said right before. It's referring to Shar Seuda, but instead of interpreting eino tzarech as eino tzarech lachzor, which is not stated anywhere, as just a way a little redundant, a little superfluous, but basically saying, im hasiv harizem mishubach by shar suda, if you're mesiv, great, then lav, and if not, eino tzarech, it wasn't necessary. So right, so this will be a way of saying that vim lav eino tzarech is just, it's like basically a continuation of harizem mishubach. Great if you do it, and okay if you don't. That's basically what it's saying. Again, it's a little redundant because once he says harizem mishubach, you basically know that it's not ma'akiv and like that it wasn't necessary. But again, I think that's the cleanest read and would work out well with the Rambam, because then there's no implication that the Rambam otherwise holds yachzor by matzah and dalikosos, because the contrast now is that it's a chiyuv gamor. Right, because we're saying v'imlav eino tzarech. Here, it's just an inyan of harizem meshubach. But earlier, by matz and dalikosos, that was a chiyuv gamor. So that's the only kind. But a chiyuv gamor, which is because the mitzvah of ifniyatzvo, it's not going to be ma'akev the mitzvah of matz and dalikosos. So again, these are basically. So the Rambam, in short, is within this category of unclear because of this ambiguous line at the end. Again, according to one interpretation of the Rav, the implication of the way you read the Rambam, what's coming, what emerges from the Rambam is that Heseba is ma'akev matzah and dalikosos. According to the second mahalach of the Griz, Heseba is not ma'akev dalikosos and matzah. Then we have two different explanations, one from David Soloveitchik and one from ourselves, in terms of, according to the Griz, how would you read that line, v'imlav eino tzarech, as not implying, like the Rav, that earlier by matzah and dalikosos, Heseba would be ma'akev.
Yeah, so it would probably be better if I had more evidence to say this. Is it so weird for the Rambam to repeat a clause for emphasis, like this is the other text? Like,
I mean, sure, you're trying to defend the redundancy within the last shot?
Yeah, like...
Yeah, sometimes he is, just for example, you know, like, by, you know, I might throw a night here, by Bitl Midina Fredara. At first glance, it seems like that was a little redundant, and he was trying to emphasize. Again, you should ideally try to, you know, explain why each line is necessary, and definitely, you know, the way people learn the Rambam is that every word is gold, so you like to account for every single thing. Again, this could be just for emphasis. How is it Mishubach? And if not, you know, again, I'm not like so bothered by that. I think it should be noted that like it is a little bit redundant, to be honest. But again, it wouldn't keep me up at night. You know, it's not like the worst redundancy I've ever seen. Yeah.
I'm not sure if this is the most fair thing, but shouldn't you theoretically be able to say that, like, you know, Tzarech is mashma that you could if you wanted to, but going back doesn't make any sense, if you think it is.
More than that?
Like, you know, like,
oh.
It's not just like, don't, it's not just like, you don't need to if you don't want to.
It sounds like there would be a, there's no Chiyuv, but there would be a Kiyam.
Sounds like that.
Okay, I hear that. That'd be interesting. So of course, the Grizz says there's not missional value at all. Okay, I hear. That's an interesting Gemara. Okay, right. So far we just explained, we just went through the different shitos in the Rishonim in terms of whether Heseba is ma'akiv, the mitzvah, the independent mitzvahs of matzah and dalakosos. So I'd like to now, to finish up the sugya, we'll probably have to a little bit, left for next time, in terms of now trying to understand, just to analyze the issue of whether Heseba is ma'akev, the mitzvahs of matzah and dalakosos, according to the different approaches that we've been developing, and just to finish up with that. So again, let's go through, at least start with the first approach, right? Within the first approach, that it is a chilek in the mitzvah, right? Within the approach that Heseba is a chilek in the mitzvah, and analyze within that approach whether it makes sense to say that Heseba is going to be ma'akev. So the first version, which the Grizz adopts, is that if you understand within the first approach that Haseba is a chelik in the mitzvah, then for sure, says the Grizz, then Haseba should be ma'akiv the mitzvah. That's what the Grizz assumes, and therefore the Grizz says that, look, for the Rush and the Deya and Tosas who hold that it's ma'akiv, they're clearly adopting, the chelik, right, that Haseba is a chelik in the mitzvah, and the Grizz seems to imply that if you adopt the approach that Haseba is a chelik in the mitzvah, for sure, it should be ma'akiv. Fine. But within this approach, within this tzad of the Grizz, that Heseba, because the chilek in the mitzvah is going to be ma'akev, the question we have to raise is, so to what extent is Heseba d'rabanan going to be ma'akev, let's say the mitzvah of matzah d'oraisa? Right? When it comes to the mitzvah d'rabanan of dalakosa, so it's not such a difficult thing, because a chi of d'rabanan would be ma'akev, a mitzvah d'rabanan, that's not difficult. But within the Rush, who holds that the Chi of Haseba is ma'akev, the mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, the question is, to what extent is that ikuv? So, as we suggested earlier, the simple explanation is that a Chi of d'rabanan cannot be ma'akev a mitzvah d'oraisa. How could that be, right? The Pashtas, the Chachamim, don't have the ability to affect a d'oraisa like that. So, for the simple pshat, is that when the Rush says that Haseba d'rabanan is ma'akiv matzah, what he means is that it's ma'akiv it on a d'rabanan level, as we were referring to before. Meaning, according to this, the Rush holds that avada, your yotze, your mitzvah d'oraisa of matzah, because on a d'oraisa level, there is no concept of Haseba. So your yotze, your mitzvah d'oraisa of Haseba, with the original eating, b'li Haseba. But the Rabbanan basically said that mid'rabanan, once we were metakein Heseba as part of the mitzvah, so then we're going to say that midrabanan, you weren't yotze your mitzvah bishlei musa. And therefore, they're going to say that there's still a value to repeating the mitzvah to be yotze the mitzvah on a drabanan level. So basically what comes up is that the d'oraisa parameters of the mitzvah of matzah are less stringent than the drabanan parameters, and therefore, although you were yotze the less stringent d'oraisa parameters, but you still weren't mekayim the drabanan version of mitzvah of matzah, which includes Haseba, and therefore when the Rush paskins to repeat matzah, they're basically saying to repeat it to be yotze even the mitzvah drabanan. Yeah.
So how are you going to understand if we'll get about the Kedushim today?
Based on many other different factors, such as Hefker Bezin, Hefker Bezin, Tanai Bezin, other factors. I mean, there are specific dinim which allow the Rabbanan to have an effect on Daraisos.
Which don't apply here, you're saying?
What?
Which don't apply here.
Which don't apply. Like Hefker Bez and Hefker, it didn't Mamanos. The fact is Mekadesh Das Darabanan. I mean, there's like a Tanai in the person's Das.
You didn't know?
Yeah. Right? So, there are a lot of different explanations which are specific to there, which wouldn't apply here. We'll do Chazara later. Okay. So that would be the simple understanding, right? Simple understanding is that when the Rush holds that the Heseba is ma'akev, the mitzvah da'oraisa of matzah, doesn't mean it's ma'akev, the mit, the kiyam da'oraisa. It's just saying that midrabanan, you weren't yotze, therefore when you repeat it, you're now being mekayim is only a mitzvah d'rabanan of matzah, but you're already mekayim the mitzvah da'oraisa earlier. But there's another possibility, and this comes out of the Tosos and Sukkah that I had, you see, which is, again, this to be very clear, this is the mi'ut, of Rishonim. Tosas and Sukkah is a huge chiddush, where he's similarly dealing with a parallel example where you have a mitzvah d'oraisa of Sukkah, and then you have a din d'rabanan. What's the shita of Beis Shammai in this context? Beis Shammai is a gzera, not to do what?
Not to put the table out of the Sukkah.
Exactly. Not to have your head rubo you know, in the sukkah and then have the shulchan in the bayis. Because what's the gzeira? Exactly. You're going to end up, you know, following your shulchan. You know, there's some like nice wings at the end of the table. You're going to end up, you know, going to the other side of the table. And you're going to end up, you know, eating outside the sukkah. So, bepashas, you would say, that's a gzeira d'rabbanan, which say, the rabbanan said, don't eat in your sukkah in this way. But bepashas, the rabbanan, if you go ahead and eat in your sukkah and you stay in your sukkah, bepashas, you yotze midaraisa, you just violated a, you know, din d'rabbanan. But says Tosos in Sukkah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, he says, that gzeira d'rabbanan is even going to be able to be mafkia, the kiyam d'oraisa. A huge, huge chiddush. Would you mind? Yehoshua? Tosos?
אם הוא עסק דיבר בשמה לא יוצא די חווה שאפילו דורי עסק להשכחון די בשמה היא איך די יוסי בבי הפיסח די מטעת דגז ש שמה היא מה שכחה שלכון היו כאן אם לא יקיים עצמי סוסוקו מי אומר אותה אפילו דורי עסק לא יקוין
Right, so Tosos, again, it's a bedayik from the Gemara, where they say, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. Exactly, sounds like you haven't been mekayim the daraisa. So says Tosos, a very, very important yisod, which is very controversial, which says that, yeah, when the Rabbanan have a gezerah, and you violate that gezerah, or the gezerah associated with the mitzvah daraisa, you violate that gezerah, your Rabbanan have the capacity, have the ability to be ma'akir, to ma'akev the kiyam daraisa. Very, very bechidish. And therefore, if the rush would happen to hold like that Tosos, again, it's a big if, so then you'd be able to understand that parallel here to say that the by not doing a Seva D'Rabbanan, that's going to be Ma'akev, the Kiyam D'Oraisa as well. But again, just to be very clear, Bepashas, the rush just means it's Ma'akev, the Kiyam D'Rabbanan, but it's just a possibility, according to this Tosos, that it's even on the D'Oraisa level. Yeah.
So I told Svi and maybe you could say that they're not mafkia the mitzvah itself. Maybe they're saying that if you sit with your table outside, so it's not considered you sitting in the sukkah. So memela, you're not mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa.
But how are they able to do that?
It's shemay mashach. Now you're not mekayim the mitzvah. You're not sitting in the sukkah.
But lemaisa, you're agreeing that this shita assumes that the rabbanon are able to change something on a d'oraisa level. So instead of saying that, oh, they directly undermine the kiyam, you're saying, no, they're changing what's the gedder of a shem sukkah. Good. But even d'oraisa. Which is still a yishchidish.
There's a lot of mitzvahs like that. Lulav, the psalim from the Rabbanon. That what it is, they're not the mafkiyah, the mitzvah d'oraisa. They're saying that's not considered a lulav. Mimela, you're not mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not the mafkiyah, the mitzvah itself.
That's still a chiddish. Because you could have said, okay, midrabbanon, that's a pasul asrog. I mean, bepashas, when you take an esrog, which is possible with your abana. Bepashas,
I think that a lot of people agree that.
Yeah, that's such a pasha thing. That when they the psul d'rabbana is being ma'akir, even the kiyam d'oraisa.
It depends, that's the thing, there's two stuff. There's the ma'akir, the mitzvah, so the ma'akir, the mitzvah, mimela is not.
All I'm saying, I hear the ha'ara, all I'm saying that too is a chiddush. It's still a chiddush for the rabbana to be able to change the shame sukkah, or shame esrog, or shame lulav, even under d'oraisa level. But you're right. I hear that could be the mechanics. That could be the gedra advarim. But all I'm saying is that, you know, afzeh is a chiddush gadol. Yeah.
I think two things. First of all, I think it's the last of a chiddush to say that it could be ma'akid. Your kiyam mitzvah. Then to say that their abundant could change the chavtsu shel sukkah with the tikkun. But that's not your argument.
Okay. But, so you're saying it's less of a chiddush. You're saying that's a bigger chiddush.
I think what he's saying is.
Good covers. just want to put it out there.
But is there a difference between like a chacham creating a chalos deraisa and like a kiyam mitzvah? By kinyanim, they could do things like the kiyam d'rabbanan works some role in the deraisa, kiddush kasson, whatever. That we find that a lot. That it's a shemayim shloshim, it's a miyoni, and the mordechai have a shemayim shloshim. So it belongs to me completely. It's not like me d'rabbanan belongs to me.
That's what that's what they sell.
No, but also in terms of, there's like a famous piece by Rav Shimon Shkat, who says that like the Torah has an isser of lo sigzal, but it's nimsar al chachamim to decide who has ownership over what items. So that's a separate. All I'm saying is that this mamonos, especially in such a hefker bez and hefker, I mean dini mamonos, there's a special authority given to the chum to decide who is bialos. Kedushikazef, that's.
Why should
what?
Learning brachos should be.
Oh, but that's a chepsa shel Torah. That's some. It's a different inyan.
Because the Chacham have the power to create something. Chalosim level of the Raisa. But is there a difference between that and Tosfos Tzedakah? Because here to be Makia.
I don't know if that's the only meaning. There's definitely different. I don't know if I would formulate the difference just the difference between like a creative or like destruction type thing. I think you have to go through each. It's sort of like what Mordechai was referencing before. It all depends on each context. I mean, the issue about the Rabbanon's, you know, ability to impact the Oraisas is a huge, huge sugya. Actually comes up in the first parak by Chiddi Kordanaisa, where the Gemara says, if you're from Kaddish, when you're from Kaddish and Isha, feel Chiddi Kordanaisa, which are only Chamitz Rabbanon, still there's no Kiddush in Doraisa. So there's a big discussion in terms of what's the pshat there. But in most cases, the only time that the Rabbanon, Dinim de Rabbanon, are able to impact Doraisa is either where there are distinct mechanisms such as Hefker Beis and Hefker, where the Torah gave, you know, jurisdiction to the Chamim to have an effect. Or in cases where the d'oraisa at hand is very pragmatic. L'mashal. Right? The reason why, according to many mefarshim, the reason why Isurei Hanan midrabanan, the reason why you can't be Mekadesh and Isha with Isurei Hanan midrabanan, you might ask, but Kedushin is d'oraisa, Isha is d'oraisa, and it's only Asur v'hanan midrabanan, but midoraisa is Mutsur v'hanan. A lot of mefarshim ask the question. And a lot of mefarshim answer is, because the nature of Kesef Kiddushin is that you need to, that the Ish needs to give the Isha something of practical value, Shavius. And therefore, because the Torah formulated the Dinda Orais in practical terms, you need to give her something of value, then once Lamaisa, something is Asur Midrabanan, it lacks value. So yeah, that's an example where when Mefarshim explained the, oh, how can you bridge that gap between the Rabbanon having impact Daraisa? So the answer is, oh, because the Daraisa is formulated pragmatically, very practically. Or another example by Shavuos Eidus, which is Din Daraisa. Right? There's a big machokas Amoraim, I think it's in Shavuos Laman Aleph, whether it's a Shavuos Daraisa, Shavuos Ha'idus Daraisa for Edim, which are Psumim Midrabbanon. Very lambda shashayla. Mi Daraisa the Edim are kosher. So therefore, maybe Shavuos Eidus applies to them because they have Eidus, they're withholding Eidus, and they're kosher midiraisa. Or do you say, no, but Lamaisa, they're psula Eidim derabana. So it's a machokis amoraim there. And the hesber that many mefarshim give, right, the explanation to say that, you know, Shavuos Eidus deraisa is chal because they're kosher Eidim deraisa, that's easy to explain because deraisa is deraisa. But how did the Rishonim explain why the psul aid derabanan is going to impact the din deraisa? So the way Rashi and many mefarshim say is because not that there's no edim, that the kovei is whether they can practically get edus. It's not about a shame aid. The kovei is not a shame aid. The kovei is whether biruim lahagada hakasa medaver. The concept of shuos edus only applies when lamaisa these edim can come to bezin and practically help you. But since they practically can't help you because the rabbanan said they're pasul midrabanan. So all I'm saying is that these makoros suggest that the only time that derabanans can impact daraisas is when the daraisa at hand is formulated pragmatically. Whether it's practically they can give you edus, practically the isha can get ana, or when you have specific mechanisms like hefker beis and hefker, or the person had das, a das derabanan mekadesh, things like that which bridge the gap. Ordinarily, for the rabbanan to come along and say, oh, we're going to be just ma'akir a kiyam daraisa, whether it be just negating the kiyam, or whether it be, you know, changing the shame sukkah or shame lulav, either way, that's a big chiddush. And we'll stop here because of the trip, and we'll pick up next time. Again, tomorrow, whoever's here, will quickly finish the Haseba sugya, and we'll move on to the Dalikosos, a new sugya.